morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I've been talking about movies this week. I told you I would get to the Avengers today, so I'm going to get into that. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. So how does talking about movies accomplish that purpose? Well, movies are done in such a way, at least good movies and movies that really connect with the audience and blockbuster movies, they have one storyline, but they're dealing with issues that we face. In other words, as we watch people in a galaxy long ago and far away, we're not just into their story. We're making connections, even if they're not conscious connections, with the struggles and things we go through. I talked about Stranger Things yesterday, and that television show as well. You know, we don't deal with these huge, terrifying beasts that appear from this unseen world in our life, not at least visibly and physically the way that the characters in Stranger Things do, but we deal with anger and addiction and broken homes and things that really are caused in some underlining way by unseen spiritual forces. And so we don't actually see them, but that is a part of our life and reality and brokenness. And we look to a savior like Eleven is a supernatural yet human savior figure like Christ in Stranger Things. So I think it's important to make these connections in movies. Very often they describe things that the Bible describes, because the Bible is not just about stories of people who lived long ago, but the Bible writes these stories. The Bible tells us about Noah. The Bible tells us about Abraham. The Bible tells us about these characters in a way that we can make connections with our own struggles with faith and doubt and sin and brokenness and looking to a Savior. The Bible, I believe, tells us what is true about these things, whereas movies may have a message that is similar to the Bible's, or they may depart from the biblical story. And I think it's important, if we're going to trust the Bible, to be aware of what the message is at the deeper level in the movie, and be aware of when we can say, ah, that's like my biblical faith, and that's like what the Bible teaches, or no, that's not like what the Bible teaches. That's in disagreement. That's taking me in a different direction. And by at least recognizing the differences, it will not have the power to influence us as much. I think if you just mindlessly watch lots of movies and TV shows and entertainment, and you don't ever think about the message being presented to you, you're much more likely to be influenced in a way that's going to take you away from the Bible than if you can enjoy a movie, laugh where there are funny parts, cry where there are sad parts, enjoy the movie, but then recognize, you know, this part of the movie was saying something that's contrary to the Bible. And just by recognizing it, it's not going to kind of over time eat away at how you think about the Bible. So that's been my purpose. Let me get into Avengers. In the little time I have, let me say Avengers can be entertaining. They can be fun movies. There are certainly a lot of good elements in them, you know, courage, sacrificing yourself for others. There are all these good elements. But as a whole, I think Avengers has a darker side to it than, say, Star Wars, which I think is the most helpful thing to compare it to. Star Wars is this big blockbuster in even back in the 70s and into the 80s and even into our own times. But Avengers is kind of the newer version. The Avengers is the more popular movie of the last decade, or movie series of the last decade, that deals with the similar themes of heroes with supernatural powers fighting evil and darkness and trying to, you know, save the world from destruction. You know, those are the themes of Star Wars and Avengers. They're kind of counterparts of a earlier generation and the present generation. And they deal with these topics in different ways. And I think it shows a shift in our culture. So whereas Star Wars has all kinds of biblical themes, and you can compare the stories to all the stories in the Bible, they're very natural parallels, I don't think you find that so much in Avengers. So that's an interesting shift. We live more in a post-biblical world. Let me give you a good example. Look at how the two series deal with death. in Star Wars, death is not the end. In fact, Yoda continues, even after his death, to make appearances, to talk to people, to guide people. You see different characters that have died. They're often kind of shadowy, you know, see-through figures. They're kind of ghostly-type figures. But they're there. You can see that they're happy. They're continuing to exist. But in Avengers, the assumption throughout the series is that when you die and you really die, that's it. There's no afterlife. There's no hint of any kind of afterlife in Infinity Wars, in Endgame, and really through the whole series. It's kind of like, well, when you die, you know, everyone's sitting around in a room together when a main character dies. I'm not going to go through, you know, who and what, but when you watch the movies or think about the movies, you'll notice this. When a big character dies, everyone's sitting around in a room together and they're all sad, but no one ever says like, well, they're in a better place. Well, I'm sure they're, you know, we're going to get to see them again one day. Or the typical things we say, even today in our culture, to comfort each other, they don't say those things. And I think that has to be intentional to kind of leave every trace of an afterlife out, because that's increasingly our worldview today. Even if we say, go through the motions and say, oh, they're in a better place, I think at a core level, as a culture as a whole, we really don't believe it anymore. We've left the biblical worldview into this darker kind of view. And this does another thing in Avengers. And you see this in Endgame. Kind of what motivates their decision making? You know, as a Christian, I believe that what motivates me ultimately should be that I want to glorify God. He's the one who gave me life. He's the one who sets the rules of what's right and wrong. He's the reason why there is an absolute value system of right and wrong. And I want to live according to his value system, because God is good. And ultimately, living according to his value system is going to be more of a blessing to me than disobeying his commands and laws. And I want to live for his glory, which is an eternal purpose. I believe I am here for eternity, and I want to glorify him now, and I want to glorify him after this life. But in Avengers, none of that exists. There isn't really, you know, in Star Wars, there's the Force, which we can debate, you know, isn't really a good representation of God, but at least God is present in some way in the Force. In Avengers, he's not present at all. And so what motivates the characters? They struggle with this. Why should we sacrifice ourselves? Why should we pursue at all costs defeating evil and darkness? And the answer that Avengers give is basically, well, because our friends need us. We would want our friends to stick up for us, so we should stick up for them. You know, loyalty and friendship is kind of what drives the heroes and Avengers to do what they do. It's not any eternal purpose. It's not, you know, in any sense a God-glorifying purpose. It's kind of like life has no meaning. We're not really headed anywhere in this universe, but let's just make the best of whatever meaning we can. We can find some meaning and value, as temporary as it is, in friendship and relationship. So let's make that meaningful in our life. But there's no real ultimate purpose and meaning. And so I think a lot of where our culture is heading, and Star Wars, again, gives a nod to this in The Last Jedi. They show this debate of, should we keep the books and ancient texts, and should the Jedi continue, or should we just let all that go and move on to something new? That's a theme of the Last Jedi, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they resolve that in the final movie. But, you know, I think Avengers shows us that that is where our culture is going. It is not really trusting the Bible. It's dangerous. Not saying you can't enjoy the movies, but just recognize again that element there that's there, and also tells us where our culture is going. Well, it's Friday. I'd love to invite you to church this Sunday, 11 o'clock, Fairfax First Baptist. If you don't have another church, love to see you there. Also, the 9 o'clock service at Beach Branch Baptist Church. And you can check out more about the movies and things that I've been talking about on Trust the Bible on Facebook. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.